She dreamed a great deal. She dreamed that she had to cook food, great cauldrons full of savory porridge, and pour it all out into a hole in the ground. She dreamed that she had to carry a full bowl of water, a deep brass bowl, through the dark to someone who was thirsty. She could never get to this person. She woke, and she herself was thirsty, but she did not go and get a drink. She lay awake, eyes open, in the room without windows. One morning, Penthi came to see her. From the porch, Arha saw her approach the small house with a careless, purposeless air, as if she just happened to be wandering that way. If Arha had not spoken, she would not have come up the steps. But Arha was lonely, and spoke. Penthi made the deep bow required of all who approached the priestess of the tombs, and then plopped down on the steps below Arha and made a noise like, "Phew!" She had gotten quite tall and plump. Anything she did turned her cherry pink, and she was pink now from walking. "I heard you were ill. I saved you out some apples." She suddenly produced a rush net containing 6 or 8 perfect yellow apples from somewhere under her voluminous black robe. She was now consecrated to the service of the God King and served in his temple under Kasil, but she wasn't yet a priestess and still did lessons and chores with the novices. "Poppy and I sorted the apples this year, and I saved the very best ones out. They always dry all the really good ones. Of course, they keep best, but it seems such a waste. Oh, aren't they pretty?" Arha felt the pale gold satin skins of the apples, looked at the twigs, to which brown leaves still delicately clung. "They are pretty. Have one," said Penthi. "Mm-mm, not now. You do." Penthi selected the smallest, out of politeness, and ate it in about 10 juicy, skillful, interested bites. "I could eat all day," she said. "I never get enough. I wish I could be a cook instead of a priestess. I'd cook better than that old skinflint Nataba. And besides, I'd get to lick the pots. Oh, did you hear about Munith? Well, she was supposed to be polishing those brass pots they keep the rose oil in. You know, those long, thin sort of jars with stoppers. And she thought she was supposed to clean the insides, too. So she stuck her hand in with a rag around it, you know, and then she couldn't get it out. She tried so hard, it got all puffed up and swollen at the wrist, you know, so that she really was stuck. And then she went galloping all over the dormitories yelling, 'I can't get it off! I can't get it off!' And Punti's so deaf now, he thought it was a fire and started screeching at the other wardens to come and rescue the novices. And Uatu was milking and came running out of the pen to see what was the matter and left the gate open. And all the milch goats got out and came charging into the courtyard and ran into Punti and the wardens and the little girls and Munith waving this brass pot around on the end of her arm and having hysterics. And they were all sort of rushing around down there when Kasil came down from the temple, and she said, 'What's this? What's this?'" Penthi's fair round face took on a repulsive sneer, not at all like Kasil's cold expression, and yet somehow so like Kasil that Arha gave a snort of almost terrified laughter. "What's this? What's all this?" Kasil said. And then the brown goat butted her. Penthi dissolved in laughter. Tears welled in her eyes. And Munith hit the goat with the pot. Both girls rocked back and forth in spasms of giggling, holding their knees, choking. And Kasil turned around and said, What's this? What's this? To the goat. The end of the tale was lost in laughter. Penthy finally wiped her eyes and nose and absent-mindedly started on another apple. To laugh so hard made Arha feel a little shaky. She calmed herself down and after a while asked, "How did you come here, Penthy?" "Oh, I was the sixth girl my mother and father had, and they just couldn't bring up so many and marry them all off. So when I was 7, they brought me to the God King's temple and dedicated me. That was in Osawa. They had too many novices there, I guess, because pretty soon they'd sent me on here. Or maybe they thought I'd make a specially good priestess or something. But they were wrong about that." Penthy bit her apple with a cheerful, rueful face. "Would you rather not have been a priestess?" "Would I rather? Of course. I'd rather marry a pig herd and live in a..."